got to give a keyword here real quick. Pork chop's technically not one word, but
pork chop. How about chops?
You can make a word.
You want to do chops
or pork?
Which do you want, Rick?
Pork.
Pork? Okay.
Pork. Pork. That is P-O-R-K, pork.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks, Jeff. Our keyword. Thanks. Rick made us pork chops today, so pork is your keyword.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California couple's museum of 40,000 bunny-related items earns world record.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Well, hello, Kevin.
Jay, I have to ask because I think I know the answer, but I'm curious if it's different than what I think. I know your daughter was home for the weekend.
Yes.
For her bridal shower?
Yep.
I almost said baby shower, but no. Bridal shower. And did you attend that or were you?
No.
What did the boys get to do?
They worked. My
Not
sons
your
worked.
Boys. You and the other boys who may have been involved with the ladies at the party.
Yeah, there was no guys there.
Well, right, but did like you say, hey, Marty, your wife's going to be at the party?
What no, do you say, I just you and did. I did yard work
with your shirt off in front of the ladies.
No, it wasn't at our house.
Oh, it wasn't.
No,
oh, okay, yeah, so. Jay, that's kind of nice, huh?
Yeah,
I mean. No offense, but it's less to clean up.
Well, I didn't have to leave then either because I probably would have just left. Yeah, no, they went. Somebody was generous enough to have it at their house.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah, very generous. And so, yeah, I just caught up on stuff at the house.
Nice.
Okay, that's kind of, I mean, so I was going to say, is that the best part of your weekend was?
No.
But it wasn't even close.
No, I mean, we had family dinner with my daughter this time at one of our favorite restaurants. So that was, I would say that probably was it. There was a lot of fun stuff, but I would say that.
Has your little Emily...
God, Kevin, now that, I can't wait to show you, by the way.
Oh, no.
There was...
What happened?
Well, some friends of ours made a poster that said, congrats to Emma.
And, okay, yeah.
And the printer made a mistake and said, congrats, Emily. And,
no, it did not.
And we kept it. And it's her picture, and it says, congrats, Emily. And I said, can I hang that up at the station? But only you and I would really think it was
funny.
Oh, we
would really enjoy it, yeah.
But my daughter said, well, I made him keep it because of the story of our old boss calling. Now, this was our old boss who, you know, we had worked with the entire time I had Emma. And
yeah.
I don't know, was she like three at that point?
Probably so, yeah.
And he's like, hey, how's little Emily doing? I'm like, well, that's not her name. But
that's
thanks
not
for
name
not
at all.
Caring about my family.
It is close. So
stop
I,
it, Steve. Okay. Do not
well,
defend.
It was the classic. I'm going to care about your family now. Maybe you won't leave.
Right. That's exactly
too
right.
Late. Hey, yeah. Kevin, do you have kids?
Kevin, do you have kids? Yes, I have.
Sure
I have,
do, bud.
I have kids. Thanks for not
thanks
caring.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, so, but the fact that I have that now, I'll take a picture of it and bring it. And
that's
big,
real funny.
Kevin, it would take up the whole wall. It's this great big poster. Congrats, Emily.
Okay.
That's so funny.
That is really
yeah,
funny.
We could put it where the bracket was.
Yeah, why
yeah
not?
Yeah, that's a good
over
idea.
Here?
Yeah.
Is it small enough? Or
it would more than take up that wall.
What I was wondering is now that she is a young woman who is thriving in her career and about to be married this summer.
Right, right.
And when she comes back home to the Mexican night at your favorite restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Does she still get the same thing she got when she was just a little Emily?
Yeah, she did.
So she doesn't change it up?
No, she got the same
she
thing.
She is a little J. Daniels so clone.
Yes.
I love
go.
It.
Let's go.
Do the boys mix theirs up or are they the
only
same?
Lane.
Okay.
Yeah.
He gets tired of doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that's pretty much him. He would venture out. He likes to experiment more with the food stuff and he'll try stuff he's never tried. The rest of us are like, no, I know I love this.
And I'm
why would I risk
it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Every time I go to a Mexican place, I do the same thing. Yeah. I look at the menu and I'm like, why am I looking at it? I'm just going to look at all the menu and I'm going to get fajitas.
Right.
Like, what am I doing? Like, why do I waste the time looking at it?
There's also like 500 different things to choose from when you're like, I don't even know.
Yes.
I just, you know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Mexican restaurants are some of the wildest menus.
Yeah. Classic for having so many options.
Yeah.
You know how to play that game though, don't you? You let the wife order first because she's already made up her mind and you're looking, and then like, are you ready to go? And then by that time, you have to pick something, so you just pick whatever you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've done that, Rick.
It's a terrible game, but it's fun at the same time, I guess.
Somebody told me, what's it matter? Because at the Mexican restaurant, there's like five ingredients, and they're just in different portions.
You know,
that
is so true.
They're mixed together.
And if you do like I do, it all ends up mixed on your plate anyways.
Yeah, just stir it together.
Today, though, is National Hamburger Day. After a weekend of grilling...
It's a weird one. After Memorial Day
weekend? I know.
Is it always on the same day? Or?
It officially kicks off
good question.
The summer of grilling.
So after Memorial Day. Is it always the day after Memorial Day?
I believe so. I think it's
Or is it always just the 28th? May 28th. Yeah, that makes more sense.
It's just May 28th. Fine, yeah. So sometimes it's going to be floating around Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And you're going to grill some hamburgers. It's summertime. Let's go. Let's do it. Did... any of you grill any hamburgers this weekend? Rick,
no.
I know you were busy with ribs and pork chops and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I was busy doing all
that. So no hamburgers.
I mean, I can make a smash burger with the best of them, but...
Okay, and then Jay didn't get around
nothing,
to it?
Nothing, nope.
Steve, I'm guessing you don't have a barbecue grill.
You know, Kevin, I just didn't get around to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Steve, nothing better than a pan-fried hamburger, though, Steve.
That is true.
That is actually what we ended up with at my house yesterday. I was like, my propane tank is gone. I need to get a new one because someone
borrowed it permanently.
Took it. I was assuming they were filling it up and bringing it back, but they haven't.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, so.
What are the chances?
I still got to get a new one, and I'm like, I'm not going through all that today. So, pan-fried hamburgers it was.
Which, not bad, right?
No, they're great.
Oh,
they're
absolutely
great. Yeah, the best part was I didn't cook them.
Oh.
So I didn't have to do anything. I sat there and got served.
Man.
4-year-old granddaughter becoming a chef?
She's a good waitress.
Try to keep her away from the stove.
Easy bake oven.
Yeah.
Just a couple hours.
Thank you, sir.
How long would that take, Rick? With a light bulb? I don't know.
Light bulb. It would get there soon enough.
I'm going to take that medium rare, I guess. Because I don't have all day.
But. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A motorcade
Kevin
is usually
Eugene.
Not super fast.
Yes, it is. They go as fast as they can go.
Yeah, like legally, but not like emergency, right?
No, it was they go over the speed.
Kevin James.
It's harder to hit moving cars.
While I'm riding my Senator.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we had a really bad list, by the way. A final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley. Bad list last week. It was something about drinking songs, and it had the wagon wheel was on there. I didn't even remember. It was a weird list.
Oh, this is when I was on vacation, I guess, because I did not hear this.
Yeah.
But Rick brought it up to me that he was like, yeah, that list was not very good.
Thanks for listening, Kevin.
Wagon Wheel is a great party song.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a song just if you want to have fun, and you know, but it's nothing. I'm not going to like... let's go party, you know what I mean? It's not...
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it, no.
It's one
laid
that...
back on the boat kind of song.
Okay. See, now, I like to play it at parties when people are having fun because they seem to love it.
But do you want to get, like, just stupid drunk on that song?
No. I don't know that everybody thinks that a drinking song means you have to get stupid drunk, to quote Rick.
Eh. Well, that's why there's a variety of,
yeah.
of drinking songs.
Are these
about five different categories on that
are
one.
Your right. songs get stupid drunk songs?
I have, well, technically, I have two lists, actually. A drunken stupor song and a drunken happy song.
Oh, okay. Let's go stupor to start.
Okay, but this song right here, though, is actually on both lists. It's Whiskey Glasses.
Oh,
think,
yeah.
If you think about that, that song just makes, you know, you just lost the love of your life. I'm going to, you know, just drown my sorrows. But at the same time, like, hey, let's party. Hey,
right,
you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it can be taken either way.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of some of these.
It seems more like a boat song.
Any Old Bar Stool, Jason Aldean.
Oh, that's a sad sort of song.
Yes,
yeah, that is not the happy one.
No, this is, I'll do the one
this
list
is,
of the drunken stupor.
Yeah, this is
that you just want to sit and drink because you're
drown your
stinks.
Sorrows. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
There's a sorrows. Tear in My Beer.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It Would Be You by Gary Allen. Fantastic song, by
oh,
the way.
Okay. Deep
yeah.
cut.
Whiskey Lullaby.
Whiskey, oh my gosh, yes, that is depressing. Holy
yeah, but
smokes.
This is songs that just like, I just, yeah, you just drink whiskey and just forget about
but like
life.
Drinking and driving
no, not,
is
not
terrible.
Drinking.
No, I'm saying drinking and driving is absolutely terrible. Do not do it. But also, do not listen to Whiskey Lullaby when you're sad and drinking.
Yeah, I
understand, but it's still a fantastic, it makes you think kind of song. Paint Me a Birmingham.
Okay.
More Than a Memory.
These are definitely sad ones. Yeah, for sure.
If it's the only song that ever went number one in the first week, it's got to be on that list.
Fair.
She Used to Be Mine by Brooks and Dunn. Do you guys remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
She looks so good on the dance floor.
Yeah.
It Ain't the Whiskey by Gary Allen. He has another one on there.
Well, Gary Allen has the saddest voice in country.
He does.
Music.
He's got a crying voice, I mean, yeah.
He has a reason for that, too.
Yeah, and I think it was a natural sound, and then he went through a lot of tragedy, and I think he just embraced
Correct.
It.
Correct,
yeah. Two more. The other one, shout out to Jeremy McComb. It's Cold.
Okay, yeah.
That's a fantastic song. And one that I don't know many people know, it's Casey Donahue, Drove Me to the Whiskey. It's featuring Jamie Pierce. It's just...
Wow.
Yeah. See, this, Kevin, say it. It's okay.
No, I'm just wondering. There's one of my favorite guys for sad country sing-along. What is it?
Sing-along.
I mean, it's basically Drowning Your Sorrows.
Sad country drown my sorrows is Randy Houser. I think his voice is so good. I mean, Anything Goes and...
Anything Goes. Yeah, you're right.
The Whiskey. What's the one? What Whiskey Does.
Yeah, well, yep.
Those are two. I just think he has... For me, it's the voice where it sounds like, God, someone needs to call for help. That man is not doing well.
I mean, that Anything Goes song was his first song, I believe. And that was what made me love Randy Houser. He was fantastic.
He still is.
He still is, yes.
So what is your party song
My
then?
My drunk and happy song.
Okay, drunk happy songs.
Yeah,
this is
going to be way better.
People are going to know
Change of emotions.
Yeah.
Turn it around, people.
We've all been there. Maybe not, but.
Get Drunk and Be Somebody by Toby.
Yeah. Okay.
You could probably just do a list of Toby's
songs. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Yeah.
Yep.
Family Tradition.
Oh, wow. Maybe. Okay.
Beer 30.
Who sings that one?
Honky Tonk Time. Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, okay.
I Like Beer by Tom T. Hall.
I like beer.
That's a fun song. That is a fun song.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm smiling just
thinking. It's hilarious just the way he says it. I like beer. Yeah.
Drunk on a Plane.
Okay, yeah.
Day Drinking.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Little Big Town.
And then Anything Goes by FGL, which a lot of people, that was one of their songs that I don't feel like people liked it enough, in my opinion. But when I hear that song on a Friday... Oh, let's rogue. Let's go, people. Seriously.
I can't even think of it, Rick.
Well, you know.
Alabama on the boombox, baby.
Oh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, a lot of buffets, a lot of, you know what I mean? Where you're a lot of shared kind of hands-on utensil stuff.
Kevin James.
Them's the germs I like to eat to try to build up my tolerance.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
All right, it is beat the show time. Craig's on the phone with us. Craig, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Very good. You have a good weekend?
It wasn't long enough, but yes.
Did you work on Monday?
No, I did not.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, let's see how we do today. The category is, what is it, Steve? Walk?
Yeah.
Walk is the category. Dutch Bros presents Beat the Show. We do have a guest in the studio today. His name is Rick. You can challenge him if you'd like as well, so I'll just put it up for you there. Rick can be challenged. Me or Kevin, who would you like to challenge?
Let's try Rick.
Okay, Rick, that's I don't know if that's a good or bad idea. Rick, stand outside that door for a second, will you? And then we'll be back, and I'll yell your name. It'll sound like this. Rick! It'll sound like that. You'll notice it right off.
Don't touch anything out there.
Don't touch it. All right, Craig, walk is the category. Seven questions in 60 seconds. Pass if you get stuck. We'll try to get back to it, okay?
Did he already go over to Jim Diamond's desk?
No, he's being a good boy. He's just standing against the wall.
Okay. All right, here we go, Craig. The TV show The Walking Dead was on what network?
A&E.
Walker Hayes' song Fancy Like was famously in a commercial for what restaurant?
Applebee's.
This actress-singer starred in the 2002 movie A Walk to Remember. Can you name her?
Pass.
If you were walking a mile, how many feet would you be walking?
5,280.
Walk On is a Reba McEntire song. Reba was a coach on The Voice this past season. Which coach won this season of The Voice or this past season?
Didn't watch the final. Let's go with Dan and Shay.
Who played Cordell Walker from 93 to 2001 on the TV show Walker, Texas Ranger?
Chuck Norris.
Christopher Walken played a music producer in what famous SNL sketch?
All right.
Okay. All right, Craig, hold on.
Ran out of time.
Very good, though.
Rick might blow through these. I'm not sure.
I think he will,
it's
yeah.
It's always weird when I think Rick's going to do really good, and then he just doesn't
know it. Then he bombs
it. Yeah, and I'm like,
Rick.
Oh, I was surprised by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. See, he's, you know what, though? He's in vacation mode. He has vacation brain.
Ooh, vacation brain.
Sometimes vacation brain's a bad thing.
Very true.
For like, trivia. Yeah.
I know a little bit about everything.
And wow. Okay. I hope you lose.
I probably will.
Here we go.
After saying that, man.
Yeah, I know. You know a little about everything, but not a lot about anything?
It's not arrogance. It's not cockiness. It's confidence.
Huh. Mm. How about that? All right, here we go. Okay, Steve's unfamiliar.
That is fair.
60 seconds. Rick, pass if he gets stuck.
The TV show The Walking Dead was on what network?
Was that AMC?
Walker Hayes' song Fancy Like was famously in a commercial for what restaurant?
Applebee's.
This actress-singer starred in the 2002 movie A Walk to Remember. Can you name her?
Mandy Moore.
If you were walking a mile, how many feet would you be walking?
5,280.
Walk On is a Reba McEntire song. Reba was a coach on The Voice this past season. Which coach won this last season of The Voice?
That's a fantastic question. I don't know. I would say Dan and Shay.
Who played Cordell Walker from 93 to 2001 on the TV show Walker, Texas Ranger?
Chuck Norris.
Christopher Walken played a music producer in what famous SNL sketch?
You want the sketch? More cowbell?
Did we get to everything?
That's it.
You did it.
Wow. Yeah, very good. All right, good job. Let's see how everybody did. Let's kick it off.
All right, the TV show The Walking Dead was... What? Huh? What happened?
The time was still going. It was funny.
Oh, okay.
Rick was very fast.
He was fast, yeah.
He was quick.
Yeah.
The TV show The Walking Dead was on what network?
I think Craig said A&E.
He did.
And I think Rick said AMC.
Correct. AMC. AMC. Is
AMC. Okay.
Boy, that. Right. And Steve, I don't know if you know this, but that show filmed here.
Did it really?
Oh, all the time. Yeah.
Was it by the Kaiser, old Kaiser out there in that area?
Don't tell him. I can't remember that.
Right.
I'm curious.
That's still fun, though. Okay. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Walker Hayes' song Fancy Like was famously in a commercial for what restaurant?
Yeah, everybody got Applebee's there, so it's 2-1, Rick.
Yeah, everybody's correct. This actress-singer starred in the 2002 movie A Walk to Remember. Can you name her?
Craig did not know. He passed. Mandy Moore for you, Rick.
Mandy Moore is right.
3-1.
If you were walking a mile, how many feet would you be walking?
5,280 across the board.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
4 in a row for Rick, 4-2.
Walk On, Reba McEntire song. Reba was a coach on The Voice. Which coach won this past season of The Voice?
Neither knew. Both guessed Dan and Shay, but I believe it was Reba.
It was Reba. Kind of a trick question.
Yeah. Still 4-2.
Yeah. Who played Cordell Walker in the 2001 TV show Walker, Texas Ranger?
Everybody with Chuck Norris.
Yep, ding, ding. Christopher Walken played a music producer in what famous SNL sketch?
And nobody got that.
Well, Rick did.
Oh, did you get it, Rick?
More cowbell.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nice effort.
More cowbell.
Yeah, more cowbell is the name of the sketch.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Rick answered it. You took forever, but he had like forever to say. It didn't matter. Wow, that's quite the effort, Rick. 6 in a row. Like, that is pretty good. Well, 1 in the middle, so 6 total. Craig, congratulations on losing to Rick. He's a tough guy on trivia, man. He's a tough one. I think Kevin would have been the choice today because he's under the weather. But can you give me a number, and then that person will win themselves some... Kevin.
Well, I would have got 7.
So give me a number, and that person will win the $15. And it can be you if you get back through. What do you say, Craig?
4.
Four it is. All right, my friend. Thank you. Appreciate you playing. Have a great day. Kevin would have got seven.
I think I would have.
I should have got seven.
You would have known the Reba one, Kevin?
Yes. Because you told me it.
And you remember.
I do. Yeah, I listened to you.
Huh.
I respect my elders.
Okay, did you know that dinosaurs looked at Chuck Norris the wrong way only once, and look what happened to them?
Oh, man. Don't do it.
Do it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, they make tape, right? Scotch tape?
Yes.
It's enough to make you rich.
Well, he didn't invent them.
He looks wealthy.
You should reach out to him. Send him a little note that just says, hey, remember me from school?
Kevin James.
You should send him a note, Jay. Those are fun. I think, especially when you start getting, you know, in your 60s or whatever, he's retired. He's going to probably think that's great.
Maybe he'll hook you up with some free tape.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
If you're not yet a VIP, you should become a member because you can enter to win all kinds of really cool prizes. And it's free and it's... You know, sometimes calling in for tickets is a little difficult. So because of that, we put online tickets to Kane Brown, Chris Stapleton, Dwight Yoakam, the Outlaw Music Festival with Willie. All those are now available for VIPs. Plus, you got all kinds of cool gift cards like the $300 to Home Depot, $250 to Lowe's, et cetera, et cetera. And you can do it for free. And if you'd like us to make it easy for you, just text the letters VIP to 509-441-0999. And we'll send you back a link. Again, VIP to 509-441-0999.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
The stat is brought to you by Zero Res. You want to do the clarification first?
Yeah, well, first of all, our buddy Rick is in studio today.
Oh, hi,
Rick.
Hey.
Are you part of the P in the VIP?
I'm a person, yes.
Okay.
Very good, Rick.
I didn't know. I thought you were part of it.
Okay, yes. I'm part of the VIP.
Very good. Good boy.
He's part of the P.
Good boy.
Good boy, Rick.
Now this, it happened from 2014.
Clarification, Kevin?
It happened from 2014 to 2008. That is your stat of the day.
I see. You changed your stat. Well done.
3 years after the zombie virus had gutted the United States of America, a team of everyday heroes transport the only known survivor of the plague from New York to California,
mm-hmm.
where the last functioning viral lab waits for his blood.
I remember like it was yesterday.
That is a show called Z Nation that was filmed here, not The Walking Dead. To me, anything that's kind of scary like that, I'm like, oh, same show.
Right.
Not even close, though. Right.
I don't know if they are close, Kev. I don't ever watch those shows.
I've never seen them, so I've heard of them, just never seen them.
Would you like to take a walk down memory lane of shows that have been filmed in Spokane?
Well, this will be educational for Steve.
Some of the celebrities that have, you know, reared their their beautiful faces here.
Mm. They what?
Reared. Is that what it is? When you show your face?
I just show your face. That'd be easier.
Do you guys remember the movie Tag?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Gonzaga guys.
Yeah, it was based on the Gonzaga guys, and it was Jeremy Renner, Ed Helms, Jake Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
In Spokane.
It's funny because that when that movie first came out, my mom and sister went to it.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, I said, what'd you guys do this weekend? Oh, we went to a movie. I go, oh, great. What was it? Tag. And I had thought I'd heard some of, I hadn't seen it yet, so I was like, oh, I don't know about that one for my mom and sister. We walked out like 3 minutes in. I'm like, yeah, I don't think the whole language like and everything was going to be your college, cup of tea.
Yeah, college boys playing an elaborate game of tag.
Yeah, that was a poor. I go, don't you guys like look at what the review is before you go? Like maybe like take a peek at it, you know, and see like, would this be something we'd be interested in? What's it rated?
Fun.
Oh, man.
We play that at the senior center.
Right. Exactly.
Kevin. What senior center are you going to?
Well, it's a very slow game.
It is. And watch out for Clarence. He's handsy.
Man.
Oh, that Clarence.
I'm telling you.
Of course, Vision Quest back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably one of the most famous ones that was ever done here, right?
Sure.
Then they did Red Dawn. Do you remember Red Dawn?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The newer Red Dawn back in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Benny and June, of course. So Johnny Depp was in this city. How about that, Steve?
How about that?
We're talking to a guy coming from the Chicago area. He's like, I can go off my movies. It's
probably
okay.
True.
He doesn't know any of them. I can tell you right
now.
Wow. How about this? Some other stars that were here. Would you be a little more impressed? I mean,
no, I am impressed.
Well, no. I mean, Johnny Depp does not impress you, and I'm fine with that.
I mean, what do you want me to?
Would you be more impressed with Vin Diesel?
Sure.
Was the pacifier?
Would you be more impressed with Dennis Hopper?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
They were here filming a movie called Knockaround Guys in 2001.
Oh, really? I didn't know that was him.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
It's like a mob movie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right after he did Fast and Furious, the first one, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
How about, would you be impressed if I told you John Travolta was here?
Yeah, no, that's all very cool.
He sounds like it.
Seems very sarcastic.
I am Selma Hayek. Sincere.
Do you have, just do me a favor, Steve.
What do you want?
I have a fever. I'm just trying to get through the day, and I need you to just watch. When I say John Travolta, say something about him.
3, 2, 1. You got to say John Travolta. Oh, well, Kevin, you got to say John Travolta.
Would this impress you? One time, John Travolta was here.
Oh, very cool. He was also in Grease.
You know, it's something.
Still sounded sarcastic.
How about Selma? Selma Hayek.
Love Selma Hayek.
Boy, if I would have known, I would have been looking around for her.
Okay.
2006.
Probably too much.
How about Home of the Brave? This is a big one.
Which one is that?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Baby.
No many Jessica cuss words have been Biel. Flown in Spokane in life.
Jessica Biel? Heard of her?
That's some major superstars there.
What do you know about Jessica Biel, Steve?
Jessica Biel, she was in Seventh Heaven.
What was she married to?
Married to Justin Timberlake.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean,
that helps.
It's like the thing that's made her the most famous, I feel like. She was already famous, but then you just marry a really famous guy.
And certainly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it lasts a while, so, you know.
And 50...
Try it again. Slow down.
50 Cent. I'm just going to say it as
cent.
It's written.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent. Steve?
He's a rapper.
That should do it. That should be enough.
You know what? This is good. You really helped out on that segment. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. Thank you so much, buddy.
Wow, no. I was being sincere, and I think that's all very cool. Why do you think I'm not being...
Oh, no, I think you're being sincere that they're all cool. But, see, I was just hoping for some extra entertainment, maybe. Now, I'll go back through, and I'll just do it myself. Hold on.
I was actually surprised when I moved here that the number of movies had already been shot here and then that continued to be filmed here. I mean, it's not a very big, I wouldn't think, place where people would come to shoot movies. Now, based on the topography alone, it's a great place. But I was kind of surprised that there was that many.
Now, when you're saying,
a lot.
When you're saying, like, here, do you mean the general area, or are we talking a specific?
No, inside this studio.
Inside the studio.